Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves.
From Alumni Stadium in Binghamton, New York, it's time for football on WCDO. Good evening, everybody. Alongside Harry Graves, I am Billy Blake.
And I am Harry Graves.
And we have a great game for you tonight. It is the Seton Catholic Saints playing the Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats.
So the BG Bobcats, we made mention of the fact before that we are on the east side of the field, looking across the field directly into the sunlight, and the BG fans are in the shade with their backs to the setting sun. We are on the other side of the field looking directly into the sun. We'll have that condition for another few minutes, and then the sun will drop down behind Airport Hill over there, and it will be a good night for football here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. So, Mr. Billy, it's going to be game number two of a day-night doubleheader. You've been monitoring some scores, so why don't you tell me the one or two that we've got, and we know we're going to be getting more as the night goes through.
Yep, well, earlier today we had Chenango Forks taking on the Unitigo Spartans, and the Blue Devils of Chenango Forks won that game in a rout, final score 35-6 there. Last night was our season opener on WCDO for high school football, the Sydney Warriors, with a convincing 45-7 win over the Oneonta Yellow Jackets. And another final score of a game we did not cover this weekend, Whitney Point defeated Watkins Glen by a final of 27-8. Those are just a few of the final scores we have right now as we approach 7 o'clock on this Saturday night. We'll try to get a few more final scores as this game progresses throughout the evening.
So you are asking yourselves, why would I be interested in a game between Watkins Glen and Whitney Point? Well, remember, the alignments are a little bit different this year than they were last year. The Sydney Warrior fans will find great interest in what goes on at Whitney Point because Whitney Point and Newark Valley are in the same division, so they're all league games, as the Sydney Warriors, Green, and Chenango Forks. So it makes a great deal of difference as to who is going to be playing who come the end of the season. The kickoff show tonight on WCDO is being brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara, Truck and Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, New York, for the very best in pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, minivans, the whole shooting match, all backed up by expert service. See the professional sales staff at Chambers and O'Hara. Give them a call, 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, the fans of both teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the season. And we happen to see some of our familiar coaching staff members here tonight, and I see a couple of them hobbling on crutches, and that does not make me terribly happy, but it's good to see that faculty members and coaches are commiserating down here below us. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups and set a little bit more of the scene for you as you're listening to Tri-Town High School Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry designer mulch in the spring and summer and bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Hi, this is Melissa Bertzel with Gates Cole Insurance. We know, unfortunately, the weather is changing. You can't control the weather, but you can control how you are protected when the unthinkable happens. At Gates Cole Insurance, we guide you through the whole insurance buying experience. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, RV, life, or business, our agents have the knowledge and experience to provide you with the right insurance for the right price. Call today, 563-2171, and find out how Gates Cole Insurance can help you. My name is Melissa Bertzel, and we make life simple.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Jerry Graves, along with Billy Blake, back here at Alumni Stadium, Binghamton, New York, as we are now in the last minutes before the game and this contest tonight between the game Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats and the Seton Catholic Saints. We don't know yet who is going to be kicking to who because they haven't had the meeting of the minds at the center of the field, but we will set the team first for the offensive unit for the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats.
And looking at the Bobcats, the center is senior number 67, Tim Waltz. The right guard is sophomore number 63, Dakota Johnson. Left guard, junior number 65, Shane Curtin. Looking at the right tackle, that's the senior number 52, Chris Perrell. And the left tackle is junior number 72, Kevin Forrest. On the ends is the senior Tyler O'May and the senior Austin Burley. And the quarterback for the Bobcats of Bainbridge-Guilford is Corbin Palmer, the senior 5'11", 165. Big shoes to fill as Billy Holden, last year's Daily Star Player of the Year, graduated last season. Looking at the backfield for the Bobcats is seniors Jake Mazzarella and Justin Cervigliano.
So it is one of those situations where we will be seeing a lot of familiar names. For those of you who wondered what we were talking about, Tyler Wiemet is over at one of the receiving positions, and we're going to have Austin Bowerly. Those are names that we don't necessarily know unless you happen to be in the neighborhood and know who the players are going to be. And, you know, it's one of those things that I sometimes feel a little bit funny dropping names, but we were talking about various coaches coming up. We had a Unitego coach coming up to do some scouting. Here's a Delaware Academy coach coming up because everybody wants to see what's going on. We just saw an Oxford coach coming up here. That is Norm Kaufman. Norm Kaufman was a coach 30 years ago at Norwich and is still very dedicated to football. He taught in Norwich for a long time and now coaches down in Oxford, and he is just the best. He gave me a big thumbs up, a big smile as he walked by. So the Seton Catholic Saints, they were 3-5 last year. They're going to be operating mostly out of the spread formation. They're going to have number 70. That is Brennan Levis, the man who will be doing the centering. Now get this, 230 pounds, only a sophomore. Guards next to him, 225-pound Matt Carino, number 50. And starting tonight, number 72, Sean Goodman, 6'3", 320 pounds, a junior. The tackles, they're not small either. Colin Buckout, number 76, will be on one side. Matt Tristan, number 60, a senior at 290 pounds on the other side. And when we look at people who will be receiving passes, well, a couple of guys called the Whitman brothers. Nate is one of the sophomore twins. Aaron is the other of the sophomore twins. They're both 6'2". They're both about 170 pounds. The man doing the throwing of all of those passes will be Robert Olson, number 15, 5'10", 175-pound junior. And in his backfield, we're going to see Dan O'Brien, a sophomore, wearing number 4. Now, to confuse you, my man, number 44, Neil McCormick, is also in there, but he's a lot bigger, 6 feet tall and 240 pounds. We're going to see a lot of extra play also from Sam Crowley and Dominic Granowski, and we'll give you the stats on them later on. You know, I sit here reading the information off of one eye and looking out the window with the other eye, and another of the veteran coaches coming in, Dave Kelly, just comes up. He's scouting this game tonight from Delhi or Delaware Academy, if you prefer. Anyway, it looks like we're just about ready to go as we have people up and at them. Everybody is lined up here to carry you through. No, I'm going to do the first quarter. What am I talking about?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to do the first quarter today. So we'll get we'll introduce Big Bad Billy coming up in quarter number two. So the Unitigo Spartans will be doing, Unitigo Spartans, the BG Bobcats will be doing the receiving. I look down and see green uniforms. In this case, it's the Seton Catholic Saints. They kick it away, and the ball will be received over on the far sidelines at about the 25-yard line. No appreciable run back, and we'll be ready to go with action from the 26-yard line. And the sun sets farther toward the hill across the way.
And Aaron and I, we were talking to head coach Brian Mister of the Seton Catholic Saints before the game, and he said he's been coaching now for a little over 10 years, and this is the biggest team he's ever had.
We could talk a whole lot about that and probably will. Oh, going up, two men to try to get that ball. They're going to say it was a completed forward pass. So early on out, Corbin Palmer goes into the air and throws one that is going to be about an 8-yard gain. He and one of the, it was Austin Bowerly. I'm glad to see that you're catching him. Bowerly and one of the Saints went up for it, and they came down, and it was sort of anybody's ball at that point. Next play kept on the ground. No appreciable gain. If anything, a loss of a foot or two. Now they readjust the line markers over on the far side of the field, and it will bring up a third, and we'll call it a real long two. So Corbin Palmer, he has Lucas Buescher that he flanks out quite frequently. He has Jake Mazzarella behind him. Palmer now calling things out and goes to the workhorse, Mazzarella. Straight forward up the middle. It doesn't look like he will make it. He gains about half of what he needed. And it's going to be right down on our infamous painted chalk mark at the 35.
And we've seen in the first two games that we broadcasted here on WCDO, the team that has been able to run the ball more effectively has won the game. And you see the Bobcats trying to establish some sort of running game against Seton Catholic here on their first drive.
Senior quarterback Corbin Palmer is a seasoned veteran. This time he is going to go on the ground again. It looks like he may have come up short one more time. That was on a 4th and 1. And it does not look like they have made it. A wall of green was there to meet him, and now they are going to say it is going to be turned over on downs. They're still looking around. The white cap, yes. Now there he signals it and says, we are ready to go. So the Seton Catholic Saints, that is going to be Robert Olson, a junior, doing the quarterbacking. And as we said, they use a spread formation. You're going to see a lot of running on the parts of number 4 and number 44. 4 is Dan O'Brien. Neil McCormick probably will get the bulk of the ball carrying, number 44. And if they pass, it's anybody's ball game. Split out, Aaron Whitman off to the right side. Long call by Olson. He will go in there to number 40. And we'll see if I can find that. And already we've had the number that's not there. They told me that Neil McCormick is going to be doing most of the ball carrying. So I'm going to say that that is McCormick. And you can always go and find out. So that's the easy way to handle it. So with that, we are going to have a gain only of about a yard or so on the play. Again, it's going to be Whitman split way out to the far side. O'Brien goes into motion. The ball is going to be once again handed off to McCormick. And McCormick is going to have to battle like a son of a gun. He will gain about 3 yards on the play, but he has to work for every inch of it. So you can say that our guess was right. So it is going to be not number 44, but number 40. That will be number 40, McCormick. Once again, Aaron Whitman off to one side. His twin brother, Nate Whitman, not in at the moment. The play is going to be a broken play. The ball is bouncing around on the turf. Finally, at the very last second, somebody grabs it, picks it up, and tries to gain. They don't gain. And as a result, there will be a loss on the play. That will bring up a fourth down, and now about 12, as the ball is right on the 37-yard line.
And Terry, you mentioned the spread offense at the top of the broadcast. You don't really see a lot of spread offenses at the high school level, but the Saints implementing that, head coach Brian Mister, that is, and we'll see how it works out early on. There was a broken play before. Hopefully you don't see too much of that throughout this game.
Snap goes back to Olson. He wants to pass, and there's nobody open. His intended receiver that time was going to be Josh Link, a freshman, and Link couldn't catch up to it. So now the BG Bobcats, who are wearing their white jerseys tonight, Seton Catholic wearing their dark green jerseys with white numerals. So the BG Bobcats get an opportunity to take over. Well, guess what, my friend? That sun is battling with a cloud right now, so we may actually have a decent view of the game here in probably about another 10 or 15 minutes. We laugh because we make sure that we have either chairs or a stool or something to sit on up here. And today both of us are standing so that we're up and shielding our eyes from the brilliant sunlight. Dropping back, Palmer, he's got a man open. Nope, it will not go. He was in the intended receiver down there that time. Was going to be the 8. Who did we have? Bowerly, is that who was after it? So Bowerly went for it, and he had very tight coverage, so he wasn't able to get his hands up and on it. And with that, it goes for a long strike, brings up second and about 10.
And that's not a bad play call at all on first down. You might as well take a chance downfield, try to get a decent gain, and now you just work on second down, but there's a flag.
We had an extra step taken in there. The aforementioned Austin Bowerly wanted to get going a little bit too soon. He stepped off sides. That's going to be 5 yards marched off against the Bobcats. And the key members of this offense go off to talk to Coach Tim Mattingly, Corbin Palmer, and receiver Lucas Butcher. Now come back in and join the huddle. And look at the acrobatic cheerleader that we had down in front of us doing a line of backflips down the running track. The action on the field is not going to be so favorable for the Bobcats as the snap gets away, and it is going to be another loss of about 8 or 9 yards all the way back to the 29-yard line. We will be right back here again next week. It will be the Unitigo Spartans taking on Seton Catholic Central. So Corbin Palmer wants to hand it off to the first man through. Good fake. He'll go to the second man instead. Coming up off the bottom of the pile down there is Jake Mazzarella, number 21. Mazzarella, 190-pound senior, manages to get only to the line of scrimmage, fourth down and still about 19 yards.
Yep, not too much action so far in the opening stages. Both teams more or less just filling each other out in a scoreless ballgame.
So the Seton Catholic against Bainbridge-Guilford. We're inside the seven-minute mark. Split out to the near side, Tyler Wiemet, number 44, but back to do the kicking, and it's going to be a big booming kick. And Austin Bowerly gets it away. It'll be touched, and then immediately a plethora of white jerseys fall on it. Fortunately, the Seton Catholic Central player who first touched the ball but did not get possession fell on it. And as a result, there were no miscues there, but that was close.
It looked like number 8, Aaron Whitman, the sophomore, back to return that punt, and once he coughed it up, he was lucky enough to fall right back on it and avoid the turnover.
Yeah, I think you used the right word there, coughed it up. I don't think he was too happy about that at all. Robert Olson now will hand it off. Oh, look out. Number 40, Neil McCormick. McCormick makes the first down look easy. He gets up to the 40-yard line, a gain of about 12 on that play as he just put his legs in motion and got a running.
Yeah, he's a freight train out there, 6 foot, 240 pounds. You don't see that too often at the high school level for a running back.
It was amazing. You and I were talking when the numbers first came up and we started organizing the stat sheets. And we go, oh, my golly, it's a wall of big guys. Snap goes back to Olson. Olson going to keep it himself this time. Gets to the line of scrimmage. And then the Bobcats say, no, no. And Olson is stopped right there. It will become second and 10. Number of men in on the tackle that time. It was not an individual effort at all. So if you look at the BG Bobcats, they ended up last year losing in the Section 4 semifinal. They had a record of 6-2 overall. Pass going from Olson out on the flat, intended out there for Dan O'Brien. He can't catch up to it, so it's a long strike. Brings up third and 10.
And I like the Bobcats right now defensively. They're doing a good job. They're keeping an eye on McCormick, obviously, but it can be difficult to play against a spread offense, but they're doing a good job covering all their bases, making sure there's a man on every single person out there.
Seton Catholic has big guys, and they have terrific depth this year. That is one of the things that you like. Now the referee calls time for a moment and goes over to speak to Robert Olson. I don't know if it was a mouth guard situation, but it was something that had to do with equipment. They've solved it now, and Olson will want to pass, and he puts one out on the flat. The intended receiver that time has a 5 on his back. I believe it's Sam Crowley. Crowley, one of the young guys on this team. This is what's so interesting. They've got a lot of big guys, but they've got the Whitman twins sophomores. They've got Dan O'Brien, a sophomore. They've got Sam Crowley, a sophomore, and that big center of theirs is a sophomore. They've got building in the future. 5:29, scoreless ball game. Harry Graves and Billy Blake here at Alumni Stadium in Binghamton. And the sun is going down, folks. The ball kicked away. Neil McCormick gets off a boomer down to the 3-yard line, gathered in there by number 7. That is going to be Lucas Butcher. Butcher goes to the far sideline, can't turn the corner. He will get a little bit of running room, but not too much. He will cross the 10 to the 11 or 12-yard line, and that is where the Bobcats will take over.
and Butcher probably could have let that ball bounce. He caught the ball at the 3-yard line. The ball most likely would have bounced into the end zone for a touchback. We've seen crazier things where the ball would just stay put right on the turf and land at the 3, but in all likelihood it would have been a touchback and first and 10 from the 20. Instead, it's first and 10 from about their own 10-yard line.
This is the third game that we have broadcast this year. This is the third turf field we have seen this year. Oh, look out. Bit of a broken play as the snap comes back. Palmer carries it himself, runs into people, and as a result, he is going to be stopped. I don't know if he actually got that off to Justin Sirigliano or not. Whatever. It is no gain on the play, loss of about 4. So we'll call it second and 14 as we are now in under the 5-minute mark. And talking about in and under, the sun is under that hill over on the far side, and we can see normally for a change. Long count. And the ball is going to be handed off in there to, I believe, number 28, Justin Sirigliano again. And get this, Sirigliano gets enough running room to get the first down as he goes across the 20. And the ball will be put down just inches high of the 20, and it's first and 10 for the Bobcats.
Sirigliano, one of two senior backs in the backfield along with Jake Mazzarella. And those two will probably carry a lot of the weight for Corbin Palmer.
Palmer also a senior. This time it's going to be Butcher, the junior, split out to the right side. Long count, dropping back as Palmer, and the ball is on the ground. Look out, there goes Jake Mazzarella, and the BG Bobcats will score. That play started at the 20, so give Jake Mazzarello an 80-yard touchdown run. 3:53 is the time of that score. And Jake Mazzarella has put the Bobcats up on the scoreboard for the first time. And the BG Bobcat fans on the far side just sort of applaud and say, "We told you so."
And that was a great play call because they faked going to the outside with Sirigliano, and that let Mazzarella escape right up the middle. Not one single Seton Catholic defender thought he had the ball, and he ran right up the gut for the easy 80-yard touchdown run.
I don't want to say anything about a hole big enough to drive a truck through. Palmer's going to kick. It is going to be up. It is going to be through. So with that, the BG Bobcats have now gone up 7-0 as Corbin Palmer gets the PAT kick, and the Bobcats lead the Seton Catholic Saints on your broadcast over WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat, vanilla.
That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef.
So for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Billy Blake and Harry Graves with you at Alumni Stadium in Binghamton, New York, for game 2 of the doubleheader here on WCDO. The Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats with a 7-0 lead over the Seton Catholic Central Saints off an 80-yard touchdown run for Jake Mazzarella.
And talk about number 7. Well, it's a 7-0 ball game, but it's also number 7 who's going to kick it away. Lucas Butcher puts lots behind it. It's going to be gathered in at about the 15-yard line. It will bounce once as it was not cleanly received in there. The intended receiver was Dan O'Brien, but he very alertly scooped it up, gets a little bit of running room, gets across the 20, the 25, and the 30 before he finally runs into a white wall at the 33-yard line. So the Saints will have the ball first and 10 from the 33.
And now we see a tight set formation by the Saints.
Dropping back is Olsen, and he goes to an early man coming through. You can almost guess that's going to be Neil McCormick. McCormick, it's only about four that time, as he will get out to the 35, we'll say about the 37-yard line, before he's tripped up. Oh, what a great night for football, folks. A little bit warm, not as hot as it was last night. And we know how hot it was last night. It was stifling, to be honest about it. Ball will be kept on the ground as they are coming over to Connor McCormick this time. And Connor McCormick turns the corner, picks up only a yard or so, gets across the 40 to about the 42, but he's still going to be a long yard short of the first down. Third and still about two. A reminder, we're coming right back here again next week. It'll be two green teams going at it, the Unitego Spartans and the Seton Catholic Saints. Ooh, whipping around is Robert Olsen. He hands it off not to the first man through, but to the second man through, and Neil McCormick uses all 240 pounds of his weight to move a couple of white jerseyed opponents from in front of him. He will be across midfield, and it's going to be first and 10 for the Seton Catholic Saints.
That play call from the Saints had the Bobcats defensive line a bit confused. They weren't really sure who had the ball, and Neil McCormick was able to burst his way up the middle for the first down.
Yep, absolutely. Oh, we've got ourselves a warm night, and when we sit just right, we happen to have the breeze come through, and at other moments, it is, we won't say stifling, but you take two breaths to get one. Long count this time, and it will be handed off by Olsen to number 50. That is Matt Corino, and Corino ends up getting nowhere. Gains maybe the length of the football. It's just high of the 50-yard line. Second, and we'll call it still 10. 1:38, the clock running down. This has been a fast first quarter to this ball game. Waiting for the snap now. It is going to be Olsen. Long count, longer than usual. Oh, he hands it off to the third man through. And once again, it's going to be Connor McCormick, number 88. McCormick, 5'10", 210 pounds, a junior. He'll pick up a couple of yards, getting up to the 46. If you want to be generous, you can call it three. We will call it third and seven. Inside a minute, we go to the fast clock. It's Austin Whitman who brings a play in from the bench. The Sydney Warriors are just sitting back there wondering what's going on right now. Seton Catholic is trailing the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats 7-0 first quarter of this ball game. Ooh, push and shove, and you look for a loose ball, and it's not there. Neil McCormick blasts his way up to the line of scrimmage and then forward for maybe a yard, not anywhere near what he needed, and it's fourth and three, 17 seconds, and we are running down. And this will probably be the end of the first period of play. The players from Seton Catholic turn around, see the scoreboard clock, and go back into the huddle. So we have the end of the first period. There's the horn, 7-0, the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats over Seton Catholic Central. You're listening to live football on a rare Saturday night on WCDO.
September savings are here this week at your locally owned and operated Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Enjoy the savings this week with fresh Western grain-fed whole boneless center cut pork loins for just $1.89 a pound. How about locally grown bi-color super sweet corn 6 years for $1.99? Also enjoy red ripe whole sweet seedless watermelons this week for $3.99 a piece. In our frozen department, we have all of our assorted Orida French fries at a great price of 2 for $5. Stop by our grocery department for great savings with 5-pound bags of Best Yet sugar, also 2 for $5. We have assorted Best Yet canned vegetables at 2 for $1. Assorted bags of Lay's potato chips, buy one, get one free. And large assorted flavors of Folgers ground coffee for $7.99 each. Have you checked out in our meat department the new Signature Series line of assorted frozen meat, vegetables, and desserts? Mix and match any of these great products such as breaded chicken patties, beef patties, crinkle cut fries, pepperoni pizza, blackberry or peach cobbler, and so many more for all the fantastic price of $4.99 each, or pick 5 of these great items and pay only $19.99 for all 5. Just another way your local BK5 Great Americans are here for you to help save you money.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Billy Blake here at Alumni Stadium as we get ready to move into period number 2. Interesting when you look at the stats, the yardage gained, 90 yards, the leader is Jake Mazzarella for Bainbridge Govert. He got all of that. He's had 3 carries, so he got most of that on one big carry. When we look at the Seton Catholic Saints, they've had Neil McCormick, who has now carried the ball 6 times, 32 yards total. So here we go, period number 2.
Thank
Mr.
you.
Billy, go to it.
Thank you, Harry, and it's 4th down for the Saints. They are going for it, and they hand it off to Neil McCormick, and they will get the first down, I believe, as the quarterback, Robert Olsen, heading over to his sideline confidently to get a new play call, and indeed he will. It's a 1st down, Seton Catholic.
Well, he did not have to get too much, and he did not get too much, so 2 seconds elapse here in period number 2, and all of a sudden they have had to stop the clock to move the chains. Coming out of the ball game is going to be Matt Barta. Barta, at 285 pounds, is one of the men who they substitute in and out of this game.
1st and 10 for the Saints at the Bobcats 37-yard line. Olsen in shotgun. 4 wide receivers. Neil McCormick in the backfield. Rolling to his right, he's hit, and he's still up, and now he is dragged down by 3 or 4 Bobcats players. A flag was thrown on the play.
Oh, we saw Mike Nordberg in there, according to our numbers. Number 33 was in, and also, I want to say, number 53. Yeah, I look at the numbers, and they don't have them in numeric order today, so as a result, we sort of have to look for them, but first, one man came in and slowed down the Seton Catholic runner. Then another one came in to more or less polish him off. 2 men on the tackle, but there is a flag.
Personal foul on Bainbridge Guilford. It's a 15-yard penalty, automatic 1st down. So 1st and 10 at the 35-yard line for the Saints of Seton Catholic.
And the lights are on here at Alumni Stadium. Not quite taking effect yet, but they are on, and we see little hints of shadows on the green of the turf. We are going to have a momentary pause as somebody spotted something that they didn't like. I guess they are saying that the math skills weren't quite where they wanted them to be, so when they marched off the penalty, they came up with 2 yards shy. So now they move the chains and they move the football, and it looks like play will start from the 33. Now the white cap comes back to his own side of the field. He was the one who made that correction.
So the clock resumes and we are ready to go. 1st and 10. 4th Catholic. Olsen rolling to his left. That throw is intended for number 5, Sam Crowley, but it falls incomplete.
Crowley went in motion that time. He had lined up way on the right side of the field, and he went all the way over to the left side and then broke upfield, and Olsen not able to connect.
So it will be 2nd down for the Saints.
Both of these teams are referring to the the coaching staff to call in plays. That time it was Olsen who came over to the sidelines, and now he's back in at quarterback.
Spread formation again, Forsey and Catholic. McCormick in the backfield. There's the snap. Olsen looking to his right, and that throw intended for Aaron Whitman. But that one is incomplete again. So it will be third down for the Saints.
We had said all along that we were going to be seeing a lot of, seeing double today, because Aaron Whitman is one of two Whitman twins, and both of them are receivers for this team. All of a sudden, I get myself going on something and forget what I'm doing.
Third down for the Seton Catholic Saints at the Bobcats' 33-yard line. O'Brien in motion. There's the snap. Olsen throws over the middle. That one was intended for O'Brien, and it falls incomplete, and it will be fourth down for Seton Catholic.
I don't think that was a matter of incomplete. I think that was batted away by number 10, Corbin Palmer. He came in like gangbusters and swatted that one away. And then moments later, Tyler Wiemet was right there to say, good play, teammate. Slapped his teammate on the back. And now both of them just look out at defense. And what are we going to have? A timeout being called on the field.
So a timeout called by Seton Catholic. They will have a 4th and 10 coming up on the Tri-Town Heartbeat WCDO.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney, or give us a call at 563-3737.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves along with Billy Blake here in week number one. And the 2012 football season has got lots more games left. Week number two, we'll see the Delhi Bulldogs at Bainbridge Guilford. That's going to be one of those games right back in your backyard. Get out and see it. And then on Saturday night, we'll be right back here. Unitego against Seton Catholic Central again. So two games coming up next week.
Timeout is over for Seton Catholic. They've drawn up a play on fourth down. Olsen in shotgun, looking to his right, and that ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage and falls incomplete. It looked like number 33, Mike Nordberg, got a hand on it for the Bobcats. And it will be a turnover on downs. Bobcats ball.
Well, I'll tell you, Chris Borelli was also not very far away on that one, so outstanding defensive play as far as the Bobcats are concerned. I'll tell you, we had seen two ball games that were pretty, I don't say lopsided, but they were pretty much controlled start to finish by the eventual victors. This ball game, both teams come out scrapping. Corbin Palmer back in at quarterback.
And he hands off to the senior, Justin Sirigliano.
Sirigliano not going to get anywhere because he's going to be met by a lot of jerseys very quickly, and it looks like he will call it even. I think they moved one marker over there a tad, maybe the length of the football.
Second down coming up for Bainbridge Guilford from their own 32-yard line.
So BG looking good today.
Palmer with it. Out of the pocket. And now he's got some positive yardage here. He's around midfield. He's still on his feet. And he's dragged down at the Seton Catholic 45-yard line. Good carry by the lefty quarterback, Corbin Palmer.
Nate Whitman, number two, was in there to make the stop. And Matt Carino and one other player. So it took three men to bring down Corbin Palmer. He still gets across midfield, and it is going to be at the 45. And Corbin Palmer and company. Corbin and the rest of his teammates up and at him again.
Palmer off to the sidelines for a quick break as Cole Webb comes in under center.
And the ball will be into the hands of who, number 21? Yep.
Mazzarella gets the carry for a gain of about a yard or so.
I was still in there looking at Cole Webb trying to get him. Well, you got quicker eyes than I did on that one. Looks like Webb's going to be back in there again as Corbin's over on the sideline momentarily.
Two wide receivers for the Bobcats. Two backs in the backfield. There's a handoff to Sirigliano, and Sirigliano picks up four, maybe five. He's got tackled at around the 40-yard line of Seton Catholic.
Now they move it back to about the 42. They're going to say it's a gain of a long three on that play. So the official looked at it and decided that maybe his knee went down a little bit before the ball went down. They have that right.
And now we have a timeout called by Bainbridge-Dilford with 8:31 to go in the first half. It is the Seton Catholic Central Saints 7 and the Bainbridge-Dilford Bobcats nothing. You're listening to high school football here on the Tri-Town Heartbeat, WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Roberts Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Roberts Eye Care Associates.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Week number one of high school football, and it's the BG Bobcats and Seton Catholic Central.
And there is a handoff for the BG Bobcats, but not much going on there. It will be fourth down. Not much of a game there on that carry.
If we look at the opponents that will be coming up, the Seton Catholic Central Saints play Unitego, and then they play Shenango Forks. Nothing surprising there. Then they go down to Elmira Notre Dame. They have Groton, Moravia, and Union Springs. So they play a lot of those Western schools in the rest of their season. We'll tell you more about what's going on at BG after this.
So it's fourth down, and the Bobcats in punt formation. Austin Bowerly with a nice kick. And Seton Catholic caught the ball, then drops it, and it is a fumble. No signal yet from the officials. Now, BG says they have it, and they do.
You could see jumping way into the air. Number 44, Tyler Wiemet, said the man who was going to receive that ball touched it, and then it bounced to the ground, and he says, my teammates have got it. If you were looking for any indication, you just watched him because he was one excited Bobcat.
That was Aaron Whitman for the Saints who muffed that punt. And as a result, the Bobcats have the ball in the red zone. First and 10 from the 12th.
Corbett Palmer is back in there.
And that pass is complete to the tight end Austin Bowerly. That's good for a gain of four.
So another pass for Palmer, as he has been doing rather well in this ball game. Now when he picks up four, about five.
Inside the 10-yard line, it's second down and about five at the eight.
They have Wiemet split off to the right side this time.
Palmer with the handoff, and that is good for a touchdown. Jake Mazzarella picks up his second rushing touchdown of the game. And the Bobcats lead it 13-0
with 6:53 to go in the first half.
No, you didn't finish.
It was another very similar play call to what we saw on the first touchdown run for Mazzarella. They faked a run to the outside, and Mazzarella got the ball right up the middle, and he broke one tackle and got into the end zone for the touchdown.
So two Mazzarella touchdowns, both on runs, and now it's going to be the opportunity for the second kicking point. Let's see. Here we go.
Kick is up, and it is plenty good, and 14-0. Bobcats lead it as Corbin Palmer makes his second straight extra point attempt.
And not only that, it's not only an attempt, it's a second point completion. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Mike and Kathy Butler, along with the Butler Auto Sales family, wish all their customers a safe and happy Labor Day weekend. They've given their employees the full weekend off and will be closed through Monday so they can enjoy time with their families. Butler Auto Sales also wishes the best of luck to all Tri-County area high school sports teams as they begin the new season. Butler Auto Sales will reopen Tuesday with their incredible selection, low prices, and special savings with the SFCU OMG Auto Loan Sale. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. See their complete selection at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Billy Blake and Harry Graves back with you from Alumni Stadium in Binghamton, New York. The BG Bobcats just kicked it back off to the Seton Catholic Saints. And Daniel O'Brien was back deep to return it for Seton Catholic. And he got back to his own 19 or 20-yard line. And that's where the Saints will begin this drive.
Good kick by Lucas Butcher that time as he put his foot to it and sent it sailing. And then there was a bit of running around after that, but not much gain as they only got out to the 19-yard line.
So let's see how Robert Olson and company respond as the Saints down by two possessions, 14-0 to score. Olson drops back, rolls to his right. That pass intended for number 88, and that one is incomplete.
88's McCormick. One of the Bobcats that time really put the slam on Olson. He got in there very quickly and certainly interrupted the line of sight. I was going to say obliterated the line of sight, and that wasn't quite the word that I wanted to say, but it was a fine defensive play by a great rush coming in for one of the Bobcats. And then, of course, the pass was not on the money.
Second and 10 for the Saints. Three backs in the backfield. And there's a fumble. Loose ball. And the BG Bobcats, again, are signaling they have it.
Well, they'll have to wait until we get the official. Nope, the official is going to say it's still being possessed by Seton Catholic. He was pointing up the field. The Bobcats wanted it going in the other direction. I don't think they're being favored on this one. I think they're saying third down and still a country mile, third about 9.5.
So the Saints avoid another turnover there as they are able to recover the fumble.
Well, now we got a momentary pause in the action. I don't know if this is an equipment problem or what it is. Number 35, Pedro Aparicio, is being attended to. Now one of his teammates come over. Mike Norberg is snapping something in, so it looks like a piece of gear that was actually called by the official. They didn't like what they saw on the BG line.
Third and 10 for the Saints. Olson in shotgun. He's got four wide receivers and Neil McCormick in the backfield, and they give it to McCormick on third down and 10. He got a good amount of yardage, but it won't be enough for the first.
Nah, it only gets about six. He got a lot of leg running room that time, but it actually didn't mean that many yards forward. So it's going to bring up a fourth, and we'll still call it a long four. the ball down at the 26-yard line, and that's being generous. It's closer to the 25. Dropping back, it is going to be Tyler Wiemet and also number 7 in there, Lucas Butcher, for the BG Bobcats. And we're having one of those games today when we look at more timeouts than you can shake a stick at, because what they're doing over on the other side is they're calling a timeout once again. We reminded you earlier that we had a couple of games results in from games last night. I don't know what you did with our little sheet of paper here, but anyway, neither here nor there. The game that we did last night was on a neutral field, Oneonta and Sydney, and of course that one was pretty lopsided. Sydney, the Warriors led throughout the entire game. 45-7 was the final score. This afternoon, Chenango Forks really were not very polite hosts as they romped over Unitigo 35-6. And we mentioned before that Whitney Point surprised a lot of people. They topped Watkins Glen by a 27-8 score. There were some other scores that were reported, but they were all in the Class A schools, so we'll let those sit for another time. But those are the ones that are of certain interest to Tri-Town area sports fans, because it's the competition that we'll be seeing a little bit later on.
So it will be fourth down for the Saints from their own 25-yard line. Neil McCormick will punt this ball away. It's a high punt, and that ball bounces at the 50-yard line and rolls around a little bit. And it is down at the 47-yard line of the Bobcats. So that's where they'll take over. Pretty good field position to start this drive for them as they lead by 14 with 5:02 to go in the first half.
That's one of those that I call an elevator shaft kick. It went straight up and straight down, and it hung there for a long time. There was certainly nothing fast about that one. And the Bobcats just let it bounce. It was only going in their direction, so they could care less. The ball will be spotted at about the 47, way up high in the 47, close to the 48, as now Palmer and company get ready to go.
Two backs in the backfield. Palmer, play action, looking to throw deep over the middle to Austin Bowerly.
Oh, golly!
And Bowerly makes the catch.
Oh, my golly. Palmer, that time, really cocked the arm and gets that ball to go down 10, 20, almost 30 yards, about 29-yard pass.
Seeing Catholic really concerned with the running backs, Jake Mazzarella and Justin Sirigliano. But the play action play call there by Corbin Palmer allowed him to find Austin Bowerly over the middle for a huge gain. First and 10 inside the Saints' 25-yard line. There's a carry for Sirigliano, and he picks up 2, possibly 3.
I'll tell you, they have to be really, really very, very pleased with both the arm of Corbin Palmer and the really good hands of Bowerly. Bowerly just grabbed that one out. He was being guarded. I thought for sure that that was going to bounce off something, and it's probably somebody's head. But what a great catch.
And again, Palmer with big shoes to fill, as we talked about before. Billy Holden, the Daily Star Player of the Year last year for the BG Bobcats. Palmer with a couple of fakes, and he keeps it himself, and there is nobody near him. He gets a block, and he is in the end zone. Touchdown, Bobcats.
So that one started back at the 23-yard line. So a 23-yard run goes in from Corbin Palmer. I couldn't help but want to offer up, Corbin Palmer was the quarterback last year, and he really did look good. And he made a lot of Holden's plays go, because Holden was a running back, and he's a big boy. Man, is he a good player. He was really fun to watch. But Corbin Palmer held his own last year. Now he's going to kick.
And the kick is up, and it is good.
Yep.
21-0 Bobcats lead. Corbin Palmer doing it himself. He runs in for 6 and then kicks the extra point. And they have a comfortable 21-0 lead
over the Seton Catholic Central Saints with 3:53 to go in the first half. You're listening to High School Football on the Tri-Town Harpy WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts clean for this year's heating season. Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kurt also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Are you ready for winter driving? Have you checked your tires and antifreeze level? Why not stop at Sydney Tire for a free evaluation? Sydney Tire has the right tire to meet your driving needs, from wet traction all-season treads to aggressive, studdable, and non-studdable snow tires. Their friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you. But are you ready for winter driving? Stop into Sydney Tire on Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Or call Sydney Tire at 563-2828 today.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Daniel O'Brien returning that kick for the Saints out to his own 41 or 42-yard line. It was a good return for O'Brien, the sophomore, 5'7", 160.
Once again, it was Lucas Butler. Lucas Butcher, who put a great foot to that and really sent it down the field. He had a fine kickoff after that touchdown, the touchdown run by Corbin Palmer. 21-0. I'll tell you, those bus rides home are a lot more comfortable when you win.
First and 10 for the Saints from their own 40. There's a handoff up the middle for Neil McCormick, and he picks up about 7 or 8 yards on the ground there. Good carry for him.
I believe that that was our good buddy, number 87, for the BG Bobcats, who came in. And now, as soon as I want to look at it, I cannot see him. That's Austin Bowerly. I am so accustomed to seeing numeric order lists that when I get one that's in alphabetic order, I feel like a fish out of water trying to find the man.
Olsen in shotgun. Sam Crowley in motion. And Olsen fakes the handoff and takes it himself. He's up the middle and across midfield to the 49-yard line. That should be good enough for a Saints first down.
So we will get the signal from the white hat that it is going to be good for the first down.
So a much-needed first down for Seton Catholic as they look to put some points on the board. They trail 21-0. With under 3 minutes to go in the first half.
Robert Olsen over conferring with the Seton Catholic Central coaches now comes back into the huddle, and everybody is back to the line.
Spread formation for Seton Catholic. O'Brien in motion, and they hand it off to O'Brien running along the near sidelines, and he is tripped up at the 45-yard line.
Tripped up in there by number 12, that is Cole Webb, and he had help from another one of his teammates, but they made sure that the ball carrier was not going to be able to turn the corner and head upfield. Gain on that play, maybe of 3, and we might be generous for that.
Second and 7 from the Bobcats 40. Saints in this spread formation, 4 wide receivers, McCormick in the backfield. O'Brien in motion again. This time they give it to Neil McCormick. McCormick running back towards the middle of the field, and he is hit hard by 3 Bobcat defenders.
Oh, and who is leading it? As if we didn't say the number 87 so many times, but Austin Bowerly does it again. 6'3", 215 pounds. He gets a hold of him and just stops him just long enough for help to arrive. Good team playing.
And this is a huge third down play coming up for Seton Catholic.
It'd be third and about 7.
We have 1:15 and counting in the half. Again, Seton Catholic in the spread formation. O'Brien in motion. Olsen rolling to his right. Pressure coming, and that throw was incomplete, intended for O'Brien, but there is a flag on the play.
may have been a little bit too much pressure that time. We'll wait and see who they're going to call it on, but I would not be at all surprised, but that's going to be against the BG Bobcats. We'll see who they're going to talk it over with. Yep. And they know it, too.
It might have been number 33, Mike Nordberg, for the BG Bobcats for the personal foul. He was the one that broke through the line of scrimmage and got to Robert Olsen in the hurry.
It's going to be a big one because when they get through marching off all the yards from the point of the foul, that's going to move it all the way back to about the 30-yard line. That's one of the biggest gains that the Saints have had here in this ballgame in a long, long time. So it will be now fourth. Now they change it to first. I was thinking it had to be first and 10.
Spread formation. O'Brien in motion. Olsen in the pocket, throwing to his left, and that one is incomplete. He had a man open. That was Nate Whitman, number two, the sophomore, along the far sidelines in the corner of the end zone, but he couldn't catch it.
Lucas Butcher did just what he had to do that time. He went step for step with the intended receiver, and I thought the intended receiver was just going to be in the clear. But at the last moment, Butcher went a perfect timing, batted that ball away, and it looked like not even close. Sweet play.
The clock stops with 51.4 seconds in the half. Second down for the Saints. Olsen in shotgun again. Looking to his right, and that one is intended for number four, Daniel O'Brien, but that one is also incomplete.
And Tyler Wiemann, as we mentioned before, when they had the fumble recovery, where he was whooping it up. Well, he batted that one away, and he was just as pleased with whooping it up after that one hit the turf. Still a 21-0 Bainbridge-Guilford lead over Seton Catholic Central. Saturday Night Football for you on WCDO. And here we go. How do we get? 45 seconds remaining.
Spread formation again. This time it's number five, Crowley, in motion. And the handoff to Neil McCormick up the middle, taken down at the 24-yard line.
McCormick picks up maybe 4 or 5 on that as he gets the ball down inches inside the 25, down to about the 24. And with that, the Seton Catholic Saints are going to say, all right, let's get together out on the field, and they will call a quick timeout, and that gives us an opportunity to look at the BG Bobcats and who they're going to be playing this year. As we said, some of the alignments are a little bit different than they've been in the past, and pretty much all of the games this year for the BG Bobcats are going to be play your neighbor. This game is maybe about the farthest trip that they have as they come down 88 here to Binghamton. Next week it'll be home against Delhi. They go up the road to UV the following week on the 15th. They then go up Interstate 88 to play Unitego on the 22nd. Down to Deposit Hancock on the 29th. Over the hill to Oxford the following week. And then they move up and play a bigger school, Windsor, on the final week before they start getting into divisional playoffs. That's a very interesting situation. One thing I noticed, and I want to point out, and I haven't had time to research it because I don't really know who to go to, but Deposit Hancock Unadilla Valley game was canceled today. Don't know why.
Fourth down for the Seton Catholic Saints, and they not only get the first down, they get the touchdown. Robert Olsen finds number 24, Cody O'Neill, wide open in the end zone to make it a 21-6 game.
So Cody O'Neill found himself all by himself down there, and rushing as he could, trying to get in there, was Corbin Palmer. And Palmer wasn't able to catch up to him, and that's all that it was.
Dan O'Brien on to attempt the extra point.
So 21-6 is our score right now.
Snap, hold, kick is up, and it is blocked.
no good. So the PAT kick is blocked, and as a result, it stays 3 touchdowns to 1. 21-6 is our score, and we've got another 30 seconds before we go into the halftime locker room. Hang on, folks. This could get interesting. You're listening to football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Get hungry late at night? Working late this weekend? No place open to get a bite to eat? Yes, there is. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The full menu is available, too. So if your tummy rumbles late at night on the weekend, no problem. Big Macs, Quarter Pounders, Chicken Sandwiches, Salads, Fish Filets, Ice Cream, Cookies, Value Meals, and more, including the Dollar Menu. It's all available 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru. And the lobby is open till 11 p.m. 7 days a week at the Sydney McDonald's.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Billy Blake under the lights here at Alumni Stadium in Binghamton, New York. Well, we have seen interesting scoring. They still got 21-0 up on the board. It is the BG Bobcats coming up with 3 touchdowns. Now the Seton Catholic Saints just had one. Here we go, last few seconds.
There's a squib kick, and Austin Bowerly picks it up and barrels his way to the 49-yard line.
Bowerly managed to scoop that one up. He is going to be met in there by sophomore Brennan Levis. And Levis, a big man to get a hold of him, 230 pounds.
25 seconds exactly on the clock as Corbin Palmer makes his way onto the field for what would most likely be his final drive of this first half.
I think that's probably a very wise observation. Ball down at the 49-yard line, still in BG Bobcat territory. We're going to have a momentary timeout called by the official. Very momentary. Here we go again.
Two wide receivers for Palmer, two running backs in the backfield. Palmer with a five-step drop looking to his tight end, Bowerly.
Whoa, what a sweet play. We still have a man on the ground. Cody O'Neill was the man who was going step by step with the intended receiver. Now, you called it as Bowerly, and whoever is still on the ground, they're out talking to now, so he hit the ground rather hard. I don't know if it is Bowerly or not. I don't see number 87 anywhere. Right now, you'll notice that all of the BG Bobcats, and for that matter, the Seton Catholic Saints, have all sort of gone into a kneeling position just waiting for the man to get up off the field. Now he's up, and he's okay. And let's see, is it going to be Bowerly, number 87? Yep, number 87. He's up and off the field. He landed down hard, and I don't care. You can say what you want to it about turf. It's still fuzzy plastic over top of concrete. It's still hard when you hit it. 19.3 seconds remaining until halftime. Now Palmer just looking out over to the coaches on the far side of the field. And interestingly enough, now it will be number 12. That is going to be Cole Webb. So we have both of the quarterbacks in there. We have Webb and Palmer. Let's see where they stack up.
And it is Webb who is lining up as a receiver to the right. Two backs in the backfield to carry up the middle for Mazzarella. Jake Mazzarella, the senior.
Mazzarella doesn't get a whole lot of running room on that one. He does manage to get across midfield. So Mazzarella now another carry, and he is up in the 95-yard range today, the four times that he has carried the ball. You know, sometimes we talk in basketball, especially in basketball, that the last minute of a game or the last 30 seconds can sometimes take a half an hour. Now, Coach Tim Mattingly calls timeout and wants to come out and talk to the BG Bobcats. So we have had 3 timeouts, I think, in the last 20 seconds of this ball game, as it is going to be one of those games. We had mentioned earlier that the We didn't know what was going on, that the word had come into us that the Class D Division 8 game between Unadilla Valley and Hancock had been canceled. We don't really know why. We'll see if we can find out as we go.
Corbin Palmer drops back. It is sacked.
No, I think that he realized he was going to get sacked, and I think he felt that the wisest thing at that point was just to forfeit it. He dropped to one knee and took two or three green jerseys on top of him, but at least there was no great damage done, and he just allows time to run on down. So as we look at the scoreboard here at the end of the half, it is going to be the BG Bobcats 21, and the Saints from Seton Catholic Central 6 in a ball game that is turning out to be one dandy contest. And, of course, you're listening to it right here on your station for sports, WCDO.